Hello everyone, you're welcome to another episode of This and That. This and That is a podcast that seeks to give us the platform to talk about anything and everything. And we've been in a series of flexibility, and today is just another installment to help us be flexible in a year as this. So the last time we spoke about being reliable and trustworthy, and believe you me, I really needed that episode. You know, there are times that when recording, you get some truths that you never knew was there. So, I mean, yes, all of your writings and all of your messages are worth it. But I get deeper convictions when these same words I'm saying is able to transform a part of me. So, thank you all very much. We continue with our flexibility series today. Enjoy listening. So today we're going to look at collaborate, and I'm just going to put this here. For this very episode, I wanted to get a friend on board, yeah, but she seemed to not be available, and I don't want to keep you guys waiting, but I'm promising you we're going to record an episode very, very soon, like soon. Amazing person, you'll like her, very, very soon. So I'm going to talk about collaborate. I'm quickly going to read the meaning, because I love to give the basic meaning of whatever word I'm dealing with, and then we build up from there. So to collaborate simply means to work jointly on an activity or project. To work jointly on an activity or project. Or you can say to cooperate treacherously with an enemy. So to collaborate could simply mean you joining forces on a project, or to be able to stay with or work around someone or something who seems like an enemy. So in a year as this that we want to be flexible and all this, yes, there are certain things you may have to do alone. But then again, it doesn't negate the fact that there are certain aspects of life that when you get there, you need to collaborate. You can't do everything by yourself, and sometimes we are carried away with this feeling of, oh, I am self-sufficient, I can do everything on my own, I can just, you know, I sometimes wish it was like that, because working with people and working jointly with people can sometimes be you know, a little more work than doing it by yourself. But the feeling and the joy that you get from working with people or to collaborate with people is actually much more. The result is sometimes even much more better than when you're working on your own. So we're going to look at to collaborate. And what I want us to look at today is a few reasons why you should collaborate. I'm going to give you about 7 of them as to why you should collaborate. And then we're going to call it a day. So the first one I have in my notes is, when you collaborate, it helps us solve problems. When you collaborate, it helps us, you know, solve problems. So, assuming you have, let's say, a deadline coming up for a particular project, a project that maybe it's supposed to take you a month, but then because of maybe your busy schedule or something, you have like a deadline approaching, and you know, you don't call the project off, you don't give up, but what you do is you bring other people on board to help you. So when like a group of people, you know, pull their knowledge, skills, expertise together, and then try to talk out a problem, and they maybe debate on potential solutions, any project or any problem that was maybe stalled or was stagnant will begin to move forward once again, because you now have different brains, you now have different hands trying to solve the same problem you're trying to do on your own. So that is one importance of collaboration. Is like sometimes when you feel like giving up, when you feel like, this thing isn't really worth my time, my attention, what tends to happen is when you have other people on board, they may have different driving force, different driving spirits that would trigger something in you as well to not give up. So that is one major importance of collaboration. You don't want to miss out on that at all. Collaboration really helps you solve problems. The second one I have here is collaboration brings people and organizations closer together. So collaboration is one powerful tool, especially in the corporate space. When you are, let's say, dealing in a product, or you are a creative person, when you work alone, it is fine. But the moment you start to collaborate with people, there is some level of closeness that comes with it. And that kind of closeness, yeah, it can't be bought in any market. Like you can't let money make that room for you, because now they get to have genuine conversations with you. They now know you are a nice person. They now know all these beautiful things about you. That okay, so maybe, and mind you, when you are far away from certain people, you tend to not really understand why they do what they do. You tend to, you know, have some misconceptions around them. But once you tend to collaborate on a project with them, you get closer. It brings you closeness. So like a mixed skill team, for instance, let's say you are a designer, but you tend to find yourself in a mixed skill team. Like maybe you have a designer, a developer, an experienced designer, a content writer, all coming together to team up for a period shared program. You realize that once all these creative minds come together, it brings some level of closeness. It is different from the designer working alone. It's different from the user experience designer working alone as well. But the moment all these people come together, it brings some level of closeness. Some people have gotten friends life friends or life partners from just collaborating. People that you need to partner for life, people that you would need in certain spaces. Collaboration has brought that level of closeness in the life of some people. And I don't want you to miss out. I don't want you to miss out. Collaboration breaks down some walls in organizations. Collaboration breaks down some walls in the life of certain individuals, and it tightens up connection between departments. For instance, you are in a corporate space and maybe there is department A, B, and C. There may be a high probability that someone in department B, it is the same company, yeah? But someone in department B may not even know the name of someone in department A. But the moment they collaborate on a project, let's say they are going outfield to outsource, the moment they collaborate, it brings that level of closeness. So that is the second one. Collaboration brings people and organization together. The third one I want us to look at is collaboration helps people learn from each other. So one of the best things about working collaboratively with people who bring different skills and come from different backgrounds to the table is learning from their experience. So collaborating with team members or even different teams should be thought of as a learning experience. Why? Because people from different backgrounds are coming in and you should try to make the most out of it. This means asking for like feedbacks, for opinions, sharing knowledge, finding out how your collaborators approach their sides of project, you know, gaining a better side of the, gaining a better sense of how they work. You know, when you learn during collaborations, you get to know that, oh, okay, so people from this background are like this. This is how this person approaches problem. Okay, so this person is the, it really helps, yeah? You tend to learn from each other. I remember having a friend back there, we were supposed to work on a project, and I realized that anytime I want us to start work, she has kind of like this ritual she does. It's not really a bad thing, but it's like, she would take a walk, you know, just breathing out and come and sit down. And I realized that anytime we're working on this project, I become fatigued and she still has energy. So I just asked, why do you do that? And then she gave me the reasons why she does that and how it helps her, you know, get through anxiety and all these things. And I'm like, oh, okay. So the fact that we're collaborating on a project gave me another room to learn from her experience. So collaboration really helps people, you know, learn from each other. So teams that collaborate not only have an opportunity to learn from each other, but they can learn from their mistakes. They can learn from their successes. They can learn from their failures, their workflow, their organogram, all these things. They also like gain some level of understanding of each team's perspective, why they do what they do, why they say what they say, why they think the way they think. You actually get a chance to hear their sides of things, like their priorities. You tend to understand and come to know, oh, okay, wow, that's interesting. And all these things can be extremely valuable as you work together going forward. Collaborating and learning new experiences is extremely valuable, and you don't want to miss out on that. So the third point is collaboration helps people learn from each other. The fourth one I want to talk about is collaboration opens up new channels for communication. So working with different people from different areas of your business or different areas and aspects of life opens up channels that you would otherwise remain closed. It opens up channels that would otherwise remain closed. Why? Because I remember, you know, let me just chip this in. I remember the very first time I had to, you know, work using emails, for instance. I had to work with emails. I was working on a project with certain people, and the only means you could communicate with them was through emails. And in a part of the world I find myself, I mean, we would prioritize maybe the basic social medias. Like, I mean, let's just text on WhatsApp. It's cool. Let's create a group on Telegram. It works. But when I got to work with this group, email was the only means I could reach out to them. And that really gave me a new experience. I mean, I knew how to do this whole email thing, but it really taught me some tips and tricks in it, like how to go about it, how to, you know, do certain things, how to maybe attach certain files and delete certain things on do. I had known the theory, but practically, I mean, bro, I have not put it into practice. But the moment I got to collaborate with them, I was exposed to that aspect of communication. It created more cohesion. I mean, like, it created a very much beautiful cohesion with us, because I was a little skeptical from the beginning that I don't really want to. Can't you do something else? Email is not really my thing. But I mean, they told me, oh, emailing is nice. I went on board, and that was it. That was it. So you find new ways to communicate and to share information. And this is hugely important to the success of any business, which is why we collaborate. Like, sometimes corporate bodies would tend to collaborate just to expose their employees to new ways of communication. I mean, you go to a bank and someone just sitting across the table of your teller, when a teller wants something from him or her, the teller will not shout. The teller will not ask verbally for you to hear. The teller will just pick up a phone, and you would not hear what the teller was saying to the phone, and the person brings the thing over, regardless of how close they are. And that really taught me that, I mean, when I want to talk to someone who is, I mean, a while back, I'll just pick up a phone. And sometimes they'll be like, ah, I am just here, so why are you calling me? I'm like, just pick up the phone. And then I communicate whatever thing I want to do. And it's beautiful. Like, especially when you are in a new space, you don't want people to know your business, and you are communicating in that way. It is nice. You don't want to be shouting here and there. And I learned that through collaborating with people from the banking sector, that you would never, even if their personality trait is the loud type, then when they get into that environment, they will pick up a phone and call. That is it. The fifth thing is collaboration boosts morale across organizations. So you sometimes don't know how good you are until you collaborate with people. And as you make these connections, you know, trust is built naturally. And that gradually boosts your morale, because you tend to know that, oh, I mean, I'm good at what I do, and this person is also good at what he or she does. And when we come to partner together or to put our crafts together, we can achieve, you know, the greater good. All these things are beneficial because when you work in one area for a very long time or for a while, it becomes boring. Like, I mean, when you are, let's say, a customer care agent, it becomes boring at a point. But the moment you get to collaborate with another person from your organization, you tend to know, oh, I'm actually good. It boosts your morale. Now, when you go back to your work, you approach it in a different way because you know the impact your services are making. That is how powerful this to collaboration is. And, you know, when you regularly work together with people outside of your team, it builds trust because they trust you that you can do what you say you do. And this also works in the reverse. The higher your company's morale, or the higher you, the individual, your morale, then the higher the likelihood that you people would feel comfortable working alongside teams. Some people don't collaborate because they are not self-confident. You know, they don't want people to see their flaws. But as you work together, you tend to explore the aspects and the areas you are good at. It works like magic. The C thing, last but one, is when you collaborate, it leads to higher retention. The rate when it comes to collaboration when you collaborate, its rate is actually higher. And I'll make reference to the classroom. I happen to be in the classroom as a teacher. And when there are certain subjects, there are certain sectors and areas, topics that when you're teaching, it requires a student to collaborate. When students collaborate, the retention rate is actually higher because collaboration lays the foundation for more open, connected, and engaged collaboration or engaged vibe between people. When you collaborate, it opens up. It creates connections. People will now become engaged. It is better than me, the teacher, just talking all through. But when they collaborate, everybody gets to talk. Everybody gets to talk. And it's actually appealing to the kids as well. Sometimes, you know, they always wish they can get to collaborate and work on project because that is when they get the ability to speak freely, to vibe with certain people they may never want to talk to. So it creates this atmosphere, and an atmosphere when collaboration is front and center is very much important to your people, and it will go a long way to preventing them from looking for work elsewhere. Because, I mean, when you work in one space over a period of time, it becomes boring. But when you seek to collaborate, I mean, for the employers, this is a tip and a trick. When you tend to collaborate, you don't look for work elsewhere. I mean, yes, you have to pay them good and everything. But then, so connection matters to people, especially in a workspace and in our private lives. We want to work with people we trust, who understand and respect our point of views. People who work well with others, especially those from different backgrounds and areas of expertise. We love that. So simply put, working collaboratively, it makes all these things that I've said possible. How do you get to trust someone if you don't work with them? How do you get to understand someone if you don't collaborate with them? So that is a little about collaboration. The last point I would want to talk about, the seventh point, is collaboration makes us more efficient workers. So working independently, as I've said, has its own advantages. We focus entirely on one project without having to factor in how much time we'll lose if we get distracted, or how to, you know, wrangle a team together in time to meet a short deadline. If the task at hand requires independence, then by all means, go for it. But there are many types of projects that collaboration is more efficient. When the project is complex and demanding, we should be able to admit to ourselves that we will need help. It would have to be a group effort, and that is where collaboration comes in. It helps us to divide up a heavy workload, find creative solutions to tough problems, and then we get to wrap our heads around the bigger picture. And any organization or any person that makes collaboration a big part of its culture and its attitude is bound to normalize this style of working. and it creates efficiency because, I mean, something that three people can use 1 hour to do, if one person is doing it, maybe the person can use as much more as like almost the whole working day. So everyone wants efficient. So if you want the efficiency around all these things, learn to collaborate. So that is my last point today. All I want to tell you is that collaboration helps, collaboration saves time, collaboration helps build trust. Through collaboration, you get to know certain things about people. Through collaborations, you get to know why people do what they do. And collaboration also pays off as much. So when you get into areas, as we want to be flexible in this year, when you get to areas and the area is seeking or demanding for collaboration, don't be left out. Learn to collaborate. Go all out, you know, sharpen your skills so that when it comes for you to collaborate, you know, feel funny and stuff. So that is it on this episode of This and That. My name is Samuel Ntiri. Do well to follow us on our social media _ This and That Podcast on Instagram and This and That Podcast on Facebook. You can, you know, follow us wherever you are listening to this from, Spotify, iTunes, Apple. Thank you very much for always sharing and liking. If this episode has really, you know, been that nice to you, just share it to a few people. Share it on your socials. Tag us if possible. But thank you very much for always being my ride or die. I love you very much. My name is Samuel Ntiri, as I've said, and I sign out.